Leadership Insights from Indian Wisdom. Satvam madiyen sharir vrittim dehen nirvartayitum prasida. Dinav sanot sukabalvatsa visrijyatam dhenuriyam maharsheha. Such one as you are, be pleased to appease your hunger with this body of mine and this cow of the great sage, whose calf is anxiously waiting for her return, be set free. Through this beautiful account of King Dilip, where he offers himself to a lion to protect a cow, one can visualize what Pandit Kalidas emphasizes as a virtue of the leader. The ability to set aside one's own matters and focus on the long-term interests of all those who rely on us is a critical one. The leader goes to great lengths to ensure this, as he or she realizes that leadership is always about others, that is, stakeholders, in the accomplishment of the organization's purpose. The story of Sindhu Thai Sapkal is heartrending in this regard. The Mai, or mother, for over 1200 children till date, she has adopted these orphaned children and raised them, despite the endless trials and tribulations of her own life. From being forcibly married at the age of just 10 to a man of 30, to taking up cudgels for oppressed women, which caused the community to reject her, and subsequently even her husband and mother discarded her. She was always up against greatest difficulties. She even took to singing and begging to keep her newborn daughter alive. Out of her distress was born her passion for the cause of the abandoned. She fought for orphans, women, and even tribals in Chikaldhara in Maharashtra. Ceaselessly, she continues to raise money and nurture the homeless and hapless. This has won her innumerable awards and glory, including the Padma Shri. Selfless leadership indeed. Do you put the interests of your stakeholders before your own at all times? Shri Gurubhyo Namaha.